Attention, attention. Software updates available for download. Attention, attention. Software updates available for download. Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning into this segment of the Building According to Pattern podcast series with your host, yours truly, Georgia A. Bryce. You are the best audience a podcaster could ever ask for. I want to take this time to extend warmest greetings to you and to welcome you back to the baddest podcast on the planet. Informative, thought-provoking, and empowering. If you are a first-time listener, if it's your very first time tuning in to this podcast series, I'd like to believe that you were divinely directed to come across this vehicle that is making a major impact on the lives of those loyal listeners who have been tuning in from the onset. Let me invite you to visit my podcast page for the list of archived messages that are available for your listening pleasure. I want to let you know the Building According to Pattern podcast series was launched in September of 2013, and all the messages since September are still accessible for your listening pleasure. Simply visit the web page address at batplc.podbean.com. And my hope is that you will subscribe to this podcast and that you will join me each Sunday for a new segment. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Is he all hopeless? Is he oppressed? Is he helpless? Is he poor? Is he just not making the cut? Is he in constant strife? Is he without a sense of direction? Is he without purpose? Is he lacking vision? Is he without friends? Is he without help? Is he lonely? Is his glass always half empty? Is his life without meaning? Is he stuck? Is he not moving? Is he always depressed? Is he not growing? Is he going around in circles? Is his life always hard? Is he trailed by bad luck? Is he always being taken disadvantage of? Is he always disregarded by others? Is he failing in his relationships? Is he failing in his business ventures? Are his children failures? Is his marriage not worthwhile? Is he married to a lousy spouse? Is his life being dominated by sin? Is God not hearing his prayers? Is his life just simply horrible? As he thinks, or reckons, or calculates, or specifies in his heart that his life is a particular way, that's exactly how it will be or become eventually. I want you to consider for a moment, where are you in lieu of this man whom I just described? Are you faced with the same dilemma, the same crises as him? Or is your situation a little worse? During my brief crash course on the world of computers and computer softwares, as I prepared for this segment of the podcast, I learned a few things that I would love to share with you. I discovered that a computer requires programs, also known as software, to function, and that the software is a sequence of instructions that is written to perform a specified task with a computer. The software consists of clearly defined instructions that, upon execution, instructs the hardware to perform the task for which it is designated. The computer typically executes the program's instruction in a central processor. It is essential that the computer software be loaded into the computer storage, such as the hard drive or memory, and once loaded, the computer is able to execute the software. The process involves passing instructions from the application software through the system software to the hardware, which ultimately receives the instructions as machine codes, and each instruction causes the computer to carry out a specific operation. This might involve moving data, carrying out a computation, or altering the control flow of instructions. Of absolute importance is the quality of the software. If faulty, or what is termed buggy, the software has the capacity to delete a person's work, crash their computer, and do other unexpected things. These faults and errors are referred to as bugs. Consequently, a software developer or manufacturer has to develop a software file, commonly referred to as a patch or service pack, that contains updated information and various fixes designed to resolve issues that have been located by the software developer to help prevent those errors from occurring in the future. A software update is a process of running an update on the computer that installs the latest up-to-date code and fixes. Now, even though updates are generally for free, most people find the notification and the process of installing new software updates insignificant and disrupting, and oftentimes tend to ignore the notifications for various reasons. They might fuss about not having enough time, or wonder whether the updates are really necessary, or might just assume that their computers are functioning just fine, so they simply dismiss the warnings. Unfortunately, the danger in not applying software updates and in a timely manner is that it will just be a matter of time before your computer system is hijacked or impacted by malware. Malware is short for malicious software, which are deliberately designed to disrupt your computer operations. It is said that cyber criminals depend on the apathy of users around software updates to keep their malicious endeavor running. It is estimated that more than 90% of software and operating system updates are to patch security vulnerabilities in programs. However, some software updates are developed to allow you to get the best performance from your computer. A software upgrade is a step up from a software update. This approach allows you to upgrade a program to its next major version. And while a software update usually comes free, there's usually a cost associated with a software upgrade. Although the process of downloading updates and upgrades and installing them can sometimes be tedious, it is certainly worth it. Operating systems and a majority of programs installed on your computer are designed to do the job for you with very little or no intervention. All you need to do is simply grant your consent when asked. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your thoughts and thought processes are always being sourced and influenced by one of two forces: the master designer and manufacturer of your life, who is synonymous to the software developer, or the enemy of every human being, Satan himself. Like the cyber criminal, Satan works overtime to introduce malicious software into your system, your heart, which is your place of reasoning or thinking, to ensure that the life that you produce is characterized by nothing but sin, failure, loss, death, and destruction. The quality of the information that enters your heart ultimately drives your decision-making process and subsequently your actions. If your life is being characterized by the circumstances I described earlier, or worse, may I have your attention? I am pleased to announce that software updates and upgrades are available for your download. The source of your updates and your upgrades is your master manufacturer himself, the Lord God, the one who created you in his image and gave you his likeness, the one who designed and fashioned you and gave you your unique individuality, the source of your purpose, your vision, your life, the architect of your success, and the supplier of your hope. His software updates and upgrades are bounded in his written manual for your life, which is the Word of God or the Bible. The scriptures in which, if you will take the time to search, You will find the life that you are looking for. The patches are service packs that are designed to eliminate the bugs from your thinking and cause you to function at optimum capacity are contained therein. His software updates and upgrades are also revealed to you by his Holy Spirit, his authorized representative in the earth, who works diligently to guide you into all truth and eliminates erroneous and faulty thinking from your system, your heart. I would like to provide you with two selfwares from your manual. For some of you, these may represent updates. It means you are already being governed by his system for living. That is, his kingdom rules in your heart and you are living in right standing with him. He is already Lord or owner of your life. The updates are meant to get you out of a rut, to get you back on track, and to get the bugs out of your life, including stinking thinking. For some of you, these selfware might represent upgrades. Unlike updates, upgrades come with a price. You must pay to have access to the benefits upgrades bring. In this instance, your payment will involve repentance, meaning abandoning your way of thinking, of doing things, and of living, and coming into complete alignment with the will and purpose of God for your life. It will mean walking away from those things that run contrary to his will and to his word. It will mean total surrender to the lordship of Christ, and it is a payment that only you can exact for yourself. His selfware cannot be fully activated to bring security and optimal performance in your life until he becomes owner of your life. The first selfware for download is from the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 4. And this is what it says. And Jesus replied to him, "It is written, man shall not live and be sustained by or on bread alone, but by every word and expression of God." By definition, a word is an expressed thought. Man was never designed to live based on his own efforts or labor only, which could sometimes lead to depression and all manner of ills because of the nature of life itself. Instead, man was designed to live by every expressed thought or word that comes from his master manufacturer. God's thoughts are designed to shape our thoughts, and as we embrace his thoughts, our thinking is impacted. As a man thinks, so he becomes. God's thoughts are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to prosper us and to give us an expected end. God's thoughts are that we prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. The second selfware available for your download is from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 24 to 27. And this is what it says. These words I speak to you are not incidental additions to your life, homeowner improvements to your standard of living. They are foundational words, words to build a life on. If you work these words into your life, you are like a smart carpenter who built his house on solid rock. Rain poured down, the river flooded, a tornado hit, but nothing moved that house. It was fixed to the rock. But if you just use my words in the Bible studies and don't work them into your life, you are like a stupid carpenter who built his house on the sandy beach. When a storm rolled in and the waves came up, it collapsed like a house of cards. The word of God, or the expressed thoughts of God towards you, not only brings life, good health, prosperity, and success, but works to preserve you from the vicissitudes of life, the storms that are eventually going to come. The word of God, if it serves as the foundation upon which you choose to anchor your life, will work to preserve your family, your marriage, and your business, and all your relationships when storms of divorce, separation, Recession and drought threaten to overwhelm you. Ignorance of the word of God is no excuse. To ignore the word is to literally embrace suffering and even death. Our manual refers to anyone who ignores the instructions detailed in it as being foolish or stupid. And that when storms arise in the lives of these individuals, they are liable to succumb or fall because there is no true foundation present to hold them together. Acceptance or ignorance of the word is entirely contingent upon a decision. Like the software developers, your master manufacturer can only notify you when these software updates or upgrades are available. Acknowledgement of this notification and acceptance of these software updates or upgrades is entirely up to you. Let's pray. Father, I thank you today for the information and the knowledge that you make available to us every day. It is written in your word, and your Holy Spirit talks to us on a daily basis. Help us to become responsive to your call, to completely surrender our lives, and to submit to you. Help us, Lord God, to conform to the words and the standards that you've established for us to live our lives by. And help us to not continue walking in complete ignorance or disobedience of your instructions. I pray that you will allow you to change our thinking as we embrace your words. And I pray, God, that you begin to set us free from erroneous or faulty thinking that drives our lives and drives the decisions that we make. We thank you, Lord God, that your word is spirit and it is life. And that today, Lord God, we commit to embracing the life that you come to give. We give you praise in the name of your Son. We pray. Amen. I hope that you gained some new sight from today's segment of the podcast, as always. And your thoughts are probably the most powerful internal force that work to shape your life. I want you to walk away with that understanding. Your thoughts have the power to drive your emotions, your choices, and your actions. And yet, your thoughts are subject to an even greater force. It's called information or knowledge. The quality of that information, like the quality of the software that's put into the computer, means everything. The source of that information or knowledge determines your outcome. Only you know where you stand in relation to your master manufacturer. Only you alone know the true conditions of your heart. If you're not making the grade as you really want to, or if your life is completely out of sync with His design for you, this notification is for you. Software updates and upgrades are always available for your download. All you have to do is to simply check your manual. I want to thank you again for joining me on this segment of the Building According to Pattern podcast series. I want to acknowledge your patience as I worked in getting this segment to you. And let me again invite you to visit my page and encourage you to leave some comments and feedback concerning whether this or any of the other segments I've posted have had an impact on your thinking. Your feedback is greatly appreciated. Again, that is your way of helping me gauge my effectiveness. That address is batplc.podbean.com. Alternately, you may shoot me an email with any of your comments, your questions, your concerns, or a request. And that address is info, that's info at buildingaccordingtopattern.com. Check me out on Facebook, Building According to Pattern, or on YouTube, Building According to Pattern LLC. And guess what? You can also follow me on Twitter, GeorgiaBatPllc. That's Georgia BatPllc. And I'm even available on Instagram at Georgia BatPllc. These days, I'm pretty much everywhere. So whatever your mode of contact preference is, you can certainly reach me. Now, I've been asked about my website and video blog, and those are still being worked on diligently. I ask you for your patience in that regard. I promise you, You're going to appreciate the delay. In the meantime, I want you to commit to journeying with me via this podcast as I am with you. And I hope that today's segment has impacted you in some way. So don't only listen to what I have to say. Do something with the words that are coming out of my mouth. And I hope you are understanding the words that are coming out of my mouth. You owe it to yourself. So until next time, this is Georgia Bryce. I look forward to meeting with you again for another segment of the Building According to Pattern podcast series upcoming next Sunday. Until then, stay blessed, be blessed, and take care. Bye.